For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jason Mackey's First 10, a quick hit podcast to get you ready for the day. Today is Wednesday, June 19th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Some stuff happening locally. The Pirates take the field against the Reds for a rubber match in a couple of hours. Going to leave the Pirate talk a little bit to the post-game crowd. Andrew and Noah will be recapping that one. I'll obviously have some talks and takes to weigh in tomorrow morning. The big baseball topic on my mind, though, is Willie Mays. I don't know how it can't be. The oldest living Hall of Famer, arguably the greatest player of all time, the first true five-tool player. I debate in my head all the time. You could, you know, Babe Ruth is often considered the best baseball player of all time. Is he? I don't know. I mean, you can certainly put Willie Mays up there. I've obviously never seen Willie Mays play other than watching it on television, but would have loved to have seen him. To me, just such a graceful, amazing athlete, someone who could do everything. And I got a kick out of reading some of his accomplishments, which I knew, but I guess knew to some degree, didn't know to all of the degree, because I want to list them for you. And that's the thing that probably resonates with me the most. Not just, you know, Mays as a person, which is great, Mays as a figure and representative of baseball. Very rarely, I feel like you have an athlete who is just so universally respected by other professional athletes and political figures and people outside of sports. And that sort of legacy, it's hard for someone like me to even describe. But one of the things that, you know, was just so jarring for me reading it, you know, obviously we have our noses in current baseball quite a bit, and you're impressed by somebody who does something for a year or two or something like that. And then you take a step back. And you think about Willie Mays and the perspective required there, which I don't fully have, but just some of the stuff he did. And I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you. Try to retain two or three, but it's absolutely nuts. National League MVP in 1954, 1965, great finish. Second two other times, he finished in the top six 12 times, made the All-Star team. This is the first that grabbed me 20 times in a row. 660 homers, which you probably know. Fifth most all time, led the league in homers four times. I mean, Mays wasn't just a home run hitter. That's the thing. I mean, those numbers are very good. Wasn't just a high average guy. Those numbers are very good. Wasn't just a defensive presence, although he was, for my money, the best defensive center fielder of all time. I think I said that earlier. It was the total package and the speed. He wasn't just a burner, but he had those. It's just all of it. 640 homer seasons, led the league in slugging five times. Keep in mind, this was not a offensive environment, right? Like, it was a pitcher's era, very much so. 338 stolen bases, led the league in stolen bases four seasons in a row, averaging 33 homers per season during that time. And just to give you an idea of the era, when he stole 40 bases in 1956, the most by any player since 1929. So, I mean, you're going from not a lot of steals to Willie Mays takes off and he's running all the time. Still, the defense is what does it for me. 12 gold gloves, just the most of any center fielder. And keep in mind, they didn't start awarding them until 57. That was his fifth full season. Won a gold glove at the age of 37, which is crazy. I saw highlights of a catch last night on social media from an old timers game. I think he was playing for the Mets. Don't remember exactly, but like going back in the warning track and diving, and he was like, you know, in his mid to late 50s, just crazy. .302 hitter for his career. Won a batting title, one of five players with 3,000 hits and 500 home runs. Just the total package. You can't say enough good things. RIP Willie Mays. Terrible timing of it with the stuff going on at Rickwood Field and honoring the Negro Leagues, but just a truly, truly remarkable player. First, also, well, I went on for a rant for quite a bit, but I do want to remind you that we're sponsored by the North Shore Tavern. You don't have to be a baseball fan or a Willie Mays fan to love it there. The interior is wall-to-wall Pirates. Their appetizers, entrees, cocktails, and, of course, steak and seafood on a sizzling lava stone. Open every day, the North Shore Tavern across from PNC Park is Pittsburgh's home for steak on a stone. Before I move on to my next topic, I do want to refer you to Andrew Destin's catch-up with Andrew McCutchen from last night's game. Kutch talked about Willie Mays calling him Pittsburgh, and Andrew added some nice color in there. So post-gazette.com is the place that you want to go to get that. Next topic is something written by another friend of mine, Matt Venzel, our Penguins writer. I thought was very good, was very smart. I actually was just texting with Matt, and I owe him another text about this and how much I like it. But Patrick Laine is somebody that Matt posited as a very good fit for the Penguins for a variety of reasons. Coming over from the Columbus Blue Jackets, Laine wants out of Columbus. Probably a lot of people want out of Columbus. The Blue Jackets are going to acquiesce, and they could get Laine at a discount, or somebody could get Laine at a discount. One of the things that Matt posited in there was Riley Smith, and somebody who I think is on the move. We've talked about it in this place, expiring contracts, probably a winger that did not work out up to his expectations or those of Kyle Dubas. And so what do you do? And I think their options to do something are limited, but that is one. I don't know if Columbus would do that, obviously. But the interesting part with Laine is you're buying extremely low. The cap hit is high, but if you look at his recent production, I think a lot of people will be scared off by it because it's been bad. I believe not last season, 9 points, 18 games, minus 10 rating, last played December 14th. Ended up taking a leave of absence for mental health reasons, wound up a healthy scratch, all this stuff. I mean, it was bad. That being said, it's not a great situation. Columbus is not terribly strong down the middle. That's a strength that Penguins could offer and some sort of acquiring player that comes here. I see, maybe this is dumb on my part, but a lot of Phil Kessel here. The Penguins saw something where they could benefit by bringing in a guy and accentuating his strengths. And Laine's strengths happened to line up pretty good with what Phil was able to do. He was a finisher, certainly did that in Winnipeg, scored 138 goals his first 4 years in Winnipeg, 52 of those on the power play. Now, if you look at his Columbus time, it was off, 26 goals, minus 58 rating in four seasons. But they need power play help. They need power play structure. Laine gives them both of those. I also like the big body, 6'5", 205. He's still only 26. And Matt explains this in here with some interesting data from SportLogic. Laine will get his shot off and may have been hampered by some shoulder stuff last season. Okay, whatever. If he's healthy, if he checks out, you're giving me three good centers down the middle, really, Crosby, Malkin, Lars Eller. And I would say the knock against Malkin, or why he gets criticism, is not having enough of a guy like this around him. I don't know if Laine would wind up playing with Malkin. I like Michael Bunting with him as well. Maybe Laine goes with Sid. I don't know. I mean, but Gensel did an extremely good job finding soft spots and areas, and Sid found him. You're telling me Laine can't do that? At 26, smart hockey sense, finished, didn't suddenly fall off of a cliff. I don't think he was the only one to have some problems in that Columbus situation. Now, I think if you look at this deal on the surface, you say $8.7 million for a guy that did absolutely nothing last season. What? But I wouldn't look at it like that. I mean, maybe it's coming from the Pirates background where they take chances on a lot of guys, albeit not with a salary that high, respectably. I would absolutely go for it if that's a deal that can be made. Matt also included in there Elliot Friedman, Aaron Portsline, talking about maybe needing a sweetener. I don't know if the sweetener is taking on Riley Smith or not, but if it is and that gets it done, man, I really like that. And just to continue with a little bit of hockey talk, I'm starting to get more intrigued by the Edmonton Oilers and what they have going on. I don't know if you saw it, but Connor McDavid scored an absolutely bananas goal last night. The Oilers won again, forcing a game six Friday back in Edmonton. McDavid, two goals, two assists in game five. His playoffs, bonkers, 42 points in 23 games at this point. He's 5 points shy of tying Wayne Gretzky's 1985 NHL record, 47 points in 18 games, albeit. But the Oilers are trying to climb a very steep hill, and they have a very impressive weapon in Connor McDavid and what he's doing right now. I mean, again, there's been only one team in NHL history to climb out of a 3-0 deficit and come back and win the Stanley Cup. But I don't know. Maybe they can do it. I previously was rooting for Paul Maurice and the Florida Panthers. I thought they had this one in the bag, but you're giving the Oilers and Connor McDavid a little bit of momentum. Gets kind of scary. All right. So last thing real quick for any of the people listening before the Pirates start things against the Reds, what are we going to look for? Well, Mitch Keller is the number one I'm looking at. You know, the $77 million man, they need a rubber match win. You really need to want to take the series from the Reds. The Pirates have actually fared pretty well recently at home, taking a series from the Dodgers, taking a series from the Twins. There's one other one in there against really good teams, but I think this would help them a lot going into an off day, getting this done. And obviously need more offense than they were able to generate last night. Key Brian Hayes homered, but that's about it. Maybe that's a good sign. Thought it was interesting, Hayes talking after the game about, you know, not feeling right at the plate, whether that's health related, performance related, probably a little bit of both. But the Pirates bats, they need to get something going. Connor Joe was really hot early on. He has slowed down considerably. Brian Reynolds has been excellent, of course. Rowdy Tellez has been very good, of course. But they need collectively to score some more runs this time. And also just want to highlight something that I think is very important, not necessarily today, but I think soon, perhaps this weekend. They're going to be getting some reinforcements back. Martin Perez, Ryan Barucki, Marco Gonzalez, all those guys are some form of returning. Mike Burrows is even coming along. Wouldn't be surprised to see Perez start this weekend. That'll be important for this team. All right, that does it for me today. Make sure to like and subscribe. You can get all this content from me and our other Post-Gazette writers. Talk to you same time, same place tomorrow. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Thank you for checking out this content from Post-Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post-Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.